The PBS Engineering Advisory Committee was established in order to provide PBS with information and advice about engineering issues. And this group has turned into just a valuable resource, speaking for PBS, for PBS. But I suspect also it's turned into a valuable resource for all of the member stations as well, because it's really a two-way means of communication, where not only do the members of the advisory committee advise PBS on these issues, but also are very good at getting information back to all of the member stations as well. It's organized such that each of the 12 members has a particular region and therefore represents the stations in those regions. I want to recognize these 12 people today because the work that they do is really so valuable. I count on it, Ed Kolecka counts on it, and I'll tell you that they really do represent the engineering interests of the member stations extremely well. This list is in no particular order, but I would ask you to stand, please, and hold your applause, and we'll give them a good tribute at the end. Wayne Pacina, Director of Engineering at KAMU in College Station, Texas. Wayne. Michelle Muller, Director of Technology at KCSM, San Mateo, California. Phil Titus, Director of Engineering at KUED in Salt Lake City, Utah. Bill Sanford, General Manager, Director of Engineering at Lakeland Public Television. And Bill is very quick to point out that Lakeland is not Florida. Lakeland in the sense of the land of 10,000 lakes. Bemidji, Minnesota. Gil Maxwell, Vice President for Operations and Technologies at Maine Public Broadcasting in Bangor, Maine. Gil is also the Vice Chair for the committee, and as such has the responsibility and the delight of putting together the program that we're and the agenda here that we're enjoying for these 3 days of this tech conference. Mike Tondreau, Vice President Engineering for Oregon Public Television in Portland, Oregon. Bruce Jacobs, Chief Technologist at Twin Cities Public Television in St. Paul, Minnesota. Lou Zager, Vice President Technology, WETA in Arlington, Virginia. Of course, Lou's not here yet, but he will be shortly. But Lou, as you know, is the chair of the PBS Engineering Advisory Committee. Dave McCarn, Chief Technologist for WGBH up in Boston. Gary Blevernicht, Director of Engineering at WKAR in East Lansing, Michigan. Russ Abernathy, Director of Television Technology at WKNO in Memphis, Tennessee. And last of all, but certainly not least, Kent Hatfield, Director of Engineering, WXXI in Rochester, New York. From me, thank you very much to this group. They are so helpful. And I would ask you to join me in applause for these people and all of the work they do.